And now with the guys from Port Royal, Lawson, Chase, Connor, and Liam. How's it going today, guys?
G'day.
Hello.
Very well, thanks.
And what was the first album you guys remember loving?
Shit, Get Born.
Nice.
I got it when I was about 10 or something. Just thought that's a belter.
definitely.
Big
album. Big fan of Jet?
Massive fan of Jet.
Love it.
Seeing him in a few weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Tiv.
Are you going to get your album signed? Do you still have the copy from when you were 10 years old?
Oh, absolutely.
Great idea.
I've got their second album all in singles, all in vinyl singles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a tribute.
Yeah, it's pretty beautiful.
Anyone else for their favourite albums or first album loves?
Origin of Symmetry by Muse. It's a big one for me.
Probably the Love album by the Beatles, which is a bit of an odd one, odd Beatle one, but it gets it in there. It's good.
I was pretty big on Appetite for Destruction by Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses. Oh, get the tattoos going, man.
Yeah.
What can you guys tell us about your latest single, Rock and Roll is Dead?
Oh, a lot. It's got some attitude in it. It's got a lot to say about the current state of the music industry. It's got a lot to say about what certain naysayers, I love that term. We got described this term naysayers in the write-up we had for the premiere.
Mm.
I love it. But it's got a lot of... It's an ironic track made to basically... Oh, thanks, mate. God, you're here.
Well done. Sound check.
Made to basically, be a bit of a stick up to you know, the sort of daggy side that rock and roll sort of gets given. It's and it's got sex and swagger in it.
Yeah, the connotations.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And it's about working your ass off for something in your life that you love more than anything else.
Beautiful.
And how was the recording process? Was it much different from the first two singles?
Well, we used the same engineer, Liam Cox, who you guys probably know from Age Champion. He did all the Age Champion EP with those guys.
Very well, yes.
Very, very good EP.
If anyone's listened to the show.
Yeah, exactly. So he worked with us on Pinch Hit, and it was just an easy decision to get back with him to work on Rock and Roll is Dead. It definitely felt like a more complete project, I guess. I think we had a better idea of guitar tones and how everything was going to run, and we had a lot more time and freedom in the studio. So I think it really did result in a higher quality recording and production and overall.
Yeah. What can we expect from the upcoming music video?
Lots of blood.
Lots of blood. This is for Rock and Roll is Dead?
That's right.
Yeah, the camera they've used is just beautiful. Yeah, the shots they've got, the lighting. We got this, drove down to the Gold Coast and picked up all these lightings from this guy that makes any big movie in Australia. So we're talking like Aquaman that's coming up, the Pirates of the Caribbean, all these different things. The guy that makes all the lighting for those are now LED lights. We went and picked up like a whole rig and set it up, and it just looks so good.
Nice.
Okay. Stella.
And what's the most important thing you've learned as a band since 2015?
Keep your lead guitarist.
Keep changing them.
That's the opposite. It's rinse and repeat, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly.
Rinse and repeat.
I think we've come a long way in our sound and our live performance. You know, we've written a lot of songs. We've played a lot of gigs. I think we've played about, even the last 12 months, about 55, 60 shows in the last 12 months.
Wow.
Which is a lot for a local band. I guess we're just continuing to learn... how to play different crowds, and
I got something to say.
Lawson, no doubt.
Most important thing I've learnt is the importance of going to other people's gigs and supporting local music. That's the most important thing I've learnt.
I also find that we've learnt a lot of patience, but certainly a lot. Anytime there's any problem in the band, the moment we get into rehearsal, the moment we play a gig, it's all right. You know, like it all gets all right.
Quick for yourself.
Still going.
We're back with Port Royal here. And guys, what's the best show you've played as Port Royal? What made it so special?
Oh, good question.
Oh, definitely Mountain Goat Valley. Oh,
yeah?
Yeah. Well, we played to what, like 500, 550 people at the zoo.
Good choice.
And it was just... Yeah, and it was like 7 o'clock at night, which is just bizarre. And it was just pumping. Like, It was good.
Well, that probably as well as the single launches that we did at the Woolly Mammoth last year.
Yeah.
Played there twice for Get Heavy and Pinch It, and both times were quite special. And
cool. And what can we expect from your upcoming tour?
Yeah, good question. Hopefully we get there.
Excess.
excess.
You are sponsored by Young Henry's, so we get a few cases of beer.
There'll be beers at the show. Oh.
So, well, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good tour.
Yeah, we're going to play some new stuff. We're going to play some old stuff.
Well, hopefully not. No old stuff.
Well, you don't want to play Dirty Boy?
No. Well, play. Yeah, I'm keen.
Are you a contradiction?
I'm keen to write new songs on the road. That's what I'm keen to do.
Definitely.
Nice.
Can you share any road trip essentials that help Port Royal guys when you're on tour?
Don't talk too much when Lawson's talking.
Hopefully an air-conditioned car this time around.
Oh, yeah.
Was the last time un-air-conditioned?
both trips down south were with un-air-conditioned cars. So we've made the upgrade. We're actually taking two cars instead of one. Both have aircon. So we've really upgraded.
Both have aux cords.
Yeah, perfect. Aux cords as well. Big win.
Moving up, boys.
Yeah. And we've got the new Arctic Monkeys album coming out.
Single, right? It's that hit. You know, it's just already...
I think it's good. Like, the car we took down had some really great CDs, but it definitely got... I think there's only so much.
So many times you can listen to the same.
And there's so many times you can listen to the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack before it gets a little bit too much.
How many times was that rotated in the car?
A lot. It was one of the best CDs in the car, so I got a few.
A lot. It was a lot.
I'm so sorry.
It wasn't that bad, but definitely maybe the eighth or ninth listen, it was definitely dragging a little bit.
Fair. And why did you guys choose Lefty's Old Time Musical Hall as the venue for your Brisbane show?
It's the best venue in Brisbane until you sort of start going up to the bigger stuff, in my opinion.
I've heard that twice today already.
Yeah, but we shot the music video there and kind of owe it to them, I think. Mm. Like, they've got a really good ethos of supporting local music, and they do a lot for live music as well in terms of giving artists a shot and paying them well, and they're not there to, you know, rip anyone off. And when I was thinking about where I wanted to do, you know, the biggest show of the tour, which it is, I thought I want to give it to someone or somewhere that deserves it, kind of thing. And we've done some great stuff at Woolly Mammoth in the past, but Lefty's has got more of a culture around it that I'm really glad to be a part of at the moment. So that's why that was chosen.
Cool. Who's your favorite live band in Queensland right now?
God.
Probably the Unknowns.
Yeah, I was going to say the Unknowns. The Unknowns are pretty insane.
You saw them at, was it
Greasers?
Greasers, yeah.
Saw them again on Saturday night at Lefty's, actually.
Actually played in the band. One night we went to Greaser to see them play, and their drummer had... food poisoning.
Food poisoning.
Yeah, so it was the bass player was playing drums while Joshy, the lead singer and guitarist, was obviously playing guitar and singing, and they played one song. And it was still great. Like, it was a great song. And they were just like, oh, do you just want to get up? And I was like, yeah, okay, sure. So I got up and played drums with them for 40 minutes. And nice. Mordo got on stage and played guitar for a little bit.
Yeah, I played a couple of songs on guitar as well. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Then Lawson tried to get up, and he got up and played a little bit. And Chase never got up.
Their bass player just wouldn't give it up for me. Yeah, at all. Like, I was like, come on, Arnie's on drums, Lawson's jamming on guitar. I was like, this is sort of really like made to do it now. Damn. No, I didn't want to take it off.
Do you guys have a favourite album from last year?
Harry Styles'
debut too, album.
Me too.
As You Were by Liam Gallagher.
I am Liam Gallagher.
How Do We Get So Dark by Raw Blood. It's probably a couple for me. Chase, you got any favourite albums from last year?
Chase has listened to an album from last
year. I've got no idea.
The Jungle Giants' new album was good.
Yeah, that's a good album. That's good. That was this year, wasn't it?
No, it was last year.
That's a good album.
I'm not too sure.
Foo Fighters?
Harry Styles
did have a good album.
It was a good album.
It's a unanimous decision.
Yeah.
Harry Styles. Do you guys have any favourite singles released this year by local musicians?
I like I Feel Alright by The Unknowns. I love Roadhouse's Back Alley Blues. That's a great song.
Mm. Agreed.
Oh, God.
Hallie Tate's just released a new one.
Yeah.
Banana and Honey. I agree with
that.
Mm. Yep. It's a Sydney band called Racket that released a song called Alive that I really like. Racket are just an all-female rock and roll band. That's just really, really great.
Yes.
And their new song is great.
I'd like to make a shout out to Big Whoops and Slither. Oh,
yes. Yeah, how could we forget about Big Whoops?
Yeah, yeah.
Really, really good.
Great track.
How dare we?
Great track.
Apologies, boys.
Port Royal have developed not only their unique sound, but a unique sense of fashion as well. Which fashion eras or identities have helped shape the way you style, and have you seen any in concert?
Yeah, not so much in concert. The fashion I'm trying to implement into the band is very 70s. I'm really enjoying the paisley and the flares and again the excess of it. Yeah, just sort of the overt colour and just consistency as well. I think consistency in colour,
yeah,
and style is a big thing. And I really want to, when we hit a stage, to be looking like a band that you know, has an aesthetic and owns that aesthetic. And
the outfit you wore for Mojo Burning was just awesome. And speaking of, did Andrew Stockdale impart any words of wisdom before or after Mojo Burning?
Don't let anyone hold you back, basically, in 30 words or less. Nah, I think he's a legend. I think he's a great guy. And some people give him a bad rep, but he's worked his ass off to be where he is, and he deserves every part of it. So I think my biggest thing from him was don't let anyone stop you. If someone's holding you back, just cut them loose. Cut the excess rubbish out of your life, pretty much.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
And how's your sophomore EP going?
Sophomore. Soon to come. That's
a big word. Sophomore. Yeah, look, I think it's just about tracked. So I think all the songs have got everything recorded. So I guess we're just in the stages now of getting it mixed and getting a second single out in the next probably 6 weeks, I think. It'd be nice. But yeah, it's definitely almost finished. We're just literally chatting 5 minutes ago about what we're going to call it. And we're already planning tour dates for later in the year as well. So yeah, it's all coming together and it's going to be good to get it out.
It's also got a Liam song on it as well, which was a later decision to make as well. So it's a 6-track EP, which is very exciting. Almost an album.
Five rock and roll songs and then my song, which is really just a pop song. And it's just acoustic guitars and nice harmonies.
Is that one of a kind?
That is
confirmed.
Yeah.
On the
roster. That was a spoiler.
We can give it up.
If you could have just 4 words to describe your latest single, which 4 words would you use?
Adrenaline. Passion.
Drive.
Excess satisfaction. Adrenaline, passion, excess satisfaction. That might be the name of the EP.
Oh, it's recorded. Adrenaline,
passion, excess satisfaction.
Beautiful.
That's the 4 I'd give it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thanks very much.